Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Ayin Dalet. And we begin about 8-10 lines up from the top of Omud Aleph, Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph, with the words, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina. So we're going to be discussing a statement that we'd made yesterday at the end of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We had a discussion, Gufa, where we have three different interpretations, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, and according to Rav Yochanan, as to what is the halacha of a mavui nitor belechi v'kora, that you don't go and permit a mavui with just a lechi or a kora unless it meets certain characteristics. So Rav was the most machmir opinion. He said you needed to have two houses in each chotzer and a minimum of two seiros. That was Rav's opinion. Shmuel, however, had said, "Afilu bayis echad, v'chotzer achas." That we had explained yesterday was that you needed to have bayis below chotzer. On one side, you had a bayis that opened up into this mavui without a chotzer, and the other side had a chotzer with one bayis in it. Shabayis acher pasuach lo. And this opened up into the mavui. And as long as you had at least these minimal standards, you could be matir this mavui with a lechi or korah. And then we had the most lenient opinion, which is the opinion of Yochanan, who said, afilu churva. Even if one side was only a churva, you didn't even have somebody living over there, it was a destroyed area, that would be fine. Now, we're going to discuss that. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, again, about 8-10 lines down from the top, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, he says that Rav Yochanan's opinion that we just brought down, even a churva, ozda Rav Yochanan Taimei. This is in accord with Rav Yochanan said elsewhere. Now, where did he say this? Ditnan, this is a Mishnah that we're going to actually officially formally learn on Daf Pei Tesom and Aleph. But we've actually had it in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuflamid, as it says in the Masoros HaShas. And we had it a couple of times early in the Masech already on Daf Chav Gimel and Daf Lamed Hey, and we're going to have it again on Daf Tzadi Aleph. So this is a very, very important and frequently cited Mishnah. And the Mishnah states as follows. Ditnan, now the Girsa that we have is Omer Rabbi Shimon. On the side it says the Girsa should be Rabbi Shimon Omer. And in fact, the Bach deletes the entire statement and it's just stated over here as a statement, which is of course attributed to Rabbi Shimon, but isn't stated so as such. In any event, he says, Echod Gagos, whether it's a rooftop or the Echod Karpifios, these are various types of backyards that are common areas that are enclosed behind the houses, or you have the last category is Chatzeros, these are enclosed areas, they're all Midoraisa Rishos HaYochid, but no Erev Chatzeros was done with them. So therefore, the halach is, according to Rabbi Shimon, carrying from all of these places one to the other with items that are already in those places at the start of Shabbos. So Gagos, Karpivios, and Chatzeros, all of them are Rishus Achashein. They're considered halachically one area. The Kelim Sheshavsu L'Sochen, with any Kelim that are in them, you can move them around within these areas. They're enclosed areas, so they're Rishus Hayochid, and you can move from one Rishus Hayochid here to another Rishus Hayochid because there are no Dayarim here. There's nobody that's living here in these areas, and therefore they can be all interchanged as one Rishus Hayochid. Rishus Achashein. However, they're not allowed to have a low lekelim sheshavsu b'socha bayis. You can't move an article that you have inside the house, some sort of a utensil, a keli, that you have inside the house, into these areas unless you made an Erev Chatzeros. Now, on this, the Omer Rav said, halachic Rabbi Shimon. We paskin over here like Rabbi Shimon. However, it's only in this situation where this applies. It's when the people didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. If the people had made an Erev Chatzeros, so then we are concerned that if you didn't include all of these different Gagos, Karpifios, and Chatzeros all together in this Erev Chatzeros, so each one then is going to be separate, then we're concerned that while you're allowed to carry from the house into the Erev Chatzeros area that you were Ma'ariv in, you might come to go carry from the house into a different Chatzer or into a different Gag or Karpifios, Karpov, and that would not be allowed. So Rav says the only time you're allowed to move from all of these areas into each other for things that had started off Shabbos there is if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. But if each of the areas had made an Erev Chatzeros of all Ervu, then Gazrina, and we're concerned that if we allow you to go and carry from the house into this chotzer, you may come to carry from the house into a different chotzer or into a different gag or karpath. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon's statement that you can carry within the gagos, karpivios, and chotzeros is only if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Avol irvu gazrin, and then we are concerned. Because the concern is, as I already said, dilma osil afuki money, the batim l'chotzer, because you may come to take utensils that are in the house that you're allowed to bring into that chotzer, but you may come to bring it into a different chotzer. As Rashi says, you may come to go and remove it into a different chotzer. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel disagrees, and so Rabbi Yochanan disagrees as well. Ushmuel amar, no, we don't make any such a distinction that this din of Rabbi Shimon applies bein Iruv, bein lo Iruv. We don't make such a gzeira. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing, and halacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is halachic Rabbi Shimon bein Iruv u'bein lo Iruv. So Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Rav over here. What do we see? That Shmuel, and again, we're interested here in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Alma lo gazrina, they don't make such a gzeira. Dilma osi lafuke money, the batim l'chatzir, that you may come to take from one house and bring it into a different chatzir, which you're not allowed to do, because you didn't make any of chatzeros. So too, that's the raya, Rav Yochanan ozdo l'taimei, that Rav Huna Bar Chinina said, hachanami, in our case too, when you have a churva, lo gazrina, we're not concerned that if we allow you to go and be matir, this mavi with a lechi or a korah, that you're going to go carry from the house into the chatzir, into the mavi, and then into the churva. Lo gazrina, we don't make such a gzera. Domasi lafuki money, the chatzir l'churva. You're going to go take something from the chatzir and eventually bring it into the churva, which you wouldn't be allowed to do. But it's only a gzera if we wouldn't allow you to go be matir with lechi or kora, and such a gzera we do not make. Rav Yochanan l'taimeh, he didn't make the gzera in this halachic Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't make it over here in regards to the churva. Gemara continues and says, Yosef Rav Bruna, v'karmalosh ma'isa. Rav Bruna was sitting and learning, and he said over this din that Shmuel had set. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, really? Bar be Rav, you Talmud Chacham over here, you Talmud here of this base medrash. Did Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really hold like this? And Amalein, so Rav Bruna said, yeah, that's what I heard from Shmuel. So Amalei, so Rav Elazar didn't believe this, and he says, Achvei le'yushbize, show me where Shmuel lives. Rashi explains, he said, the Aizel, the Aishayle le'shmuel, show me where Shmuel is staying, and I will personally go ask Shmuel myself. I'm shocked that he said this. So Rav Elazar was shown where Shmuel lives, and Achvei le'Rav Bruna showed it to him, and he went there, also l'kamei de Shmuel, and Amalei, so Rav Elazar asked Shmuel, did the Rebbe really say this? Amamai Ochi, did you really say that you don't need, like Rav, two houses for each chotzer? Amalein, Shmuel said, yeah, I hold that it's adequate if you have one house on one side, and you have just a chotzer and a house on the other side. That would be perfectly fine. So Rav Elazar questions this, and he says, wait a second, but you, Shmuel, aren't you the one that said, v'amar hu d'yamar, you're the one that authored the following statement, ein lana b'Erevin ela kilo mishnasenu. When you're learning Erevin, you must follow the exact words of the Mishnah. You can't go and assume anything, you follow the exact words of the Mishnah. Now, what did our Mishnah tell us over here? Our Mishnah said, shahamavui lachatzeros kichotzer labatim. The end of the Mishnah had said that there's an analogy here that's similar to Mavi has a relationship with its chatzeros, just like the chotzer has with the batim. Now, that implies, Rashi explains, daikinan lishno de chatzeros below chotzer, that you need to have at least two chatzeros and not one chotzer. Like Shmuel said, you can have a house on one side and a single chotzer and a house on the other side. So, therefore, you're being medayuk over here, something that is not meduyuk in the Mishnah. How could you, in fact, say what you're saying, Shmuel? Rav is right. And Shmuel, what do you say about this? Ishtik. Shmuel was silent. Shmuel did not answer the question. So when we have silence, there's two possibilities. He didn't think it was worthwhile to answer because the question is wrong and he didn't bother to answer. Or he's silent because shtika koda. He said, Taka, you're right. So Gemara says, Kiblimine or lo kiblimine. What does this ishtik over here mean? Did Shmuel accept what Rav Elazar said and say, Taka, Rav is right and I'm retracting my position? Or did he say, no, the question is totally wrong and I'm not retracting my position and it's not even worthwhile answering? So Gemara says, Toshma, we'll bring you a raya that Shmuel, in fact, was not hodder. He didn't accept this question that Rav Elazar had asked on him because of the following story. What was the story? The Havu Muvah, there was a certain Mavui who lived over there, the Hava Dyer Bay. Ivus Bar Ihi. Ivus Bar Ihi was a person who lived there, and he lived in this Mavui. Now, this Mavui, as the Gemara is going to tell us on the Omid Beis, had a chatzir with two houses on one side, and it had a shul with one house on the other side. So, what happened? This person, Ivus Bar Ihi, he made a lechi, Ovid Le Lechya, on this Mavui. Now this Mavui did not have two houses and a chatzar on each side. So he made such a lechi, and you're only allowed to be matir Mavui with a lechi or a korah if you'd hold like Shmuel. So Ovid Le Lechi, he used a lechi in this situation to be matir the Mavui, v'shar le Shmuel. And Shmuel in fact said that this is perfectly good. We turn to the Amud Beis. After Shmuel passed away, Rashi says, Osir Avanun, la'achamo Shmuel, and Shadja, he took down the Lechi. In other words, he said, we don't paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. So Ivas was surprised. Ivas said, hey, I've been living here for a while. Mevoa de Dayon Bay, I have been living in this Mavi for a while. V'yosina mishmei de Mar Shmuel, and I was given permission by Shmuel, Mar Shmuel, to go and put up a Lechi and be mate this Mavi, and now, after Shmuel's death, you come along nicer of Adam Barav, and Ishdaya Min, and you're going to remove my Lechi over here? As Rashi says, Ishdaya Min, Yashluchenu Mimenu, you're going to take away my Mavi, being matted with this Lechi? Because it only has a bias on one side and a chotzer with one bias on the other side, not two batim into each chotzer on the right and on the left, and therefore you're telling me we're passing like Rab and not like Shmuel. Shmuel gave me permission. So what do you see? That Shmuel hadn't retracted. Shmamino, lo kibla mine. Shmuel didn't retract, at least certainly not in his lifetime. He didn't retract. And therefore, Rav Elazar's question that you have to be medayik from the Mishnah, just like the Lashon of the Mishnah, that it had to be chatzei ros and not chotzer, not one chotzer. So that wasn't a good diuk. So why not? So the Gemara says, Liolam, in fact, emaloch kibla mine. In fact, you might say that Shmuel really accepted this diuk that Rav Elazar made, and in fact retracted his position to allow only one chotzer. And in fact, he said you need two chotzers, and each chotzer had to have two batim in it. No, so then how come in this case with Ivus, why did Ivus say that Shmuel had permitted it? If Shmuel retracted it, then Shmuel shouldn't have permitted it. So the Gemara says, in this situation, as I taught, I said, there was a chotzer with two houses on one side of the Mavui, and on the other side of Mavui there was a shul with one house. So it seemed that there was only one house. But he says, V'hocha chazona, the reverend, the shamish, who was living in the shul, lived in the shul. Who da'ava ochel nama bebeise, he had his own house where he ate supper, where he ate his meals. However, v'ose bayis bevei knishta, but he slept in the bevei knishta. So now the bevei knishta is also a house. And there was another house there. So you have two houses opening up on this side into the chotzer that opens up into the mavui. So now you do have two houses and a chotzer on each side. And therefore, that is why Shmuel matted it, because he had retracted his position and he holds like Rav. But not like Ivus thought. Ivus Bar'i, he thought that that wasn't the reason. So what did he think? The Ivus Bar'i, you know what he thought? Savar, the Kompita Garb, he said, where you eat is the critical thing. And that's what Ivus Bar'i, he thought, was the halacha. But that's Rav's opinion. Shmuel, in fact, said, not Mokum Pita Garim. Shmuel held L'taimei. The Omar, Mokum Lina Garim, where you sleep is what counts. And he slept in the shul. So the shul and the other house were the two apartments, the two bayis, into that chatzer, on that side of the Mavoi. On the other side of the Mavoi, that's where Ivus Bar'i lived with other people, so there were at least two houses over there into that chotzer, and that's why Shmuel, who retracted his position, held like Rav, that now, as long as you have two batim and a chotzer on one side, two batim and a chotzer on the other side, it can be matir, that mavi that they open up into, with just a lechi or a korah. So the only question we have left is, so then, why did Rav Anan take it down? It says Rav Anan Shadye. So it seemed from our story that because Shmuel didn't retract, but here we see that Shmuel did retract. So what was the problem? Why did Rav Anan then take it down? It sounded like Shmuel had in fact paskin correctly like Rav, and Rav Anan should have allowed the Lechi. So Rashi explains over here, V'asi bayis b'nei knishta, da'avi pasuach la'u mavoa, v'hashta. Now after Shmuel died, ki shadju Rav Anan, when Rav Anan took down the Lechi, lo havi chazana bayis ba'u b'nei knishta. It was only while Shmuel was alive that this person lived in the shul. For whatever the reason, after Shmuel died, this chazan, this shamish, this reverend who lived in the shul, no longer lived in the shul. Ah, now there was only a shul. Nobody lived in it. So now there's only one house into the chatzar on the side where the shul was, and that's why it no longer fulfilled Rav's criteria, which Shmuel agreed to, that there'd be two houses and a chatzar on each side, and therefore Rav Anan had to take down this lechi because a single lechi couldn't be matir this area anymore without it having two chatzeros with two batim in each chatzer. Very good. I reviewed on a Rav. Reviewed is the name of Rav. Mavui shetzido echot ovi kochavim. What about the following scenario? You have a mavi in the middle, and on the left side, and you can see this diagram in Rashi. We have it all Gemaras, or you can see this next to footnote number 6 in the Art Scroll footnotes, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 147 in diagram number 47, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 81 in diagram number 241. And by the way, the previous Gemara, which I didn't think was necessarily essential to see the diagrams, if you needed any help in looking at the diagrams, you can look at page 80 in the Illustrated Gemara, or you can look at page 146 in the Pirush Chai. In any event, all the diagrams that we're seeing right now have, on one side of the Mavoi, a guy living over there. You have an Oved Gilulim living in that side. And then on the other side, you have a series of apartments that open up into the Mavoi. These series of apartments all have a window in between them. They don't have a door, as Rashi explains later on. It wasn't normal to make doors in between different apartments or houses, but they would have a window in between them. And you had inner ones, a middle one, and an outer one. The outer one opened up into the chatzer, which opened up into the mavoi. But the people from the inner houses had to go through the outer house in order to get into the chatzer, in order to get into the mavoi. That's the case that we're talking about. So mavoi should see the echad over kochavim. So on one side of the mavoi, you had just a guy living over there. But see the echad yisrael. And the other side of the mavoi, on the other side, you had a chatzer that had a Jewish house opening up into it. And you had inner houses besides that, which were open one to the other through windows. They had a separate entrance to get out to a rishus harabim. But if they wanted to go out to the mavoi, they had to go through the other person's house, the innermost person's house. So in this situation, Eima Arvinos Odera Chalonos, you're not allowed to go make an Erev between all of these houses through their windows, which normally would be allowed. Latiro Derech Pesachim LeMavoi, in order for them to go and use that mavoi. You wouldn't be allowed to do this through the windows. Tomorrow we'll explain why not in a moment. Meanwhile, Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef, Abayi said to Rav Yosef, this was said over in regards to a mavoi. Did Rav also say it? Amar Rav afilu b'chatzer, even if there was no mavoi there. Let's say they just opened up both into the same chatzer. The guy opened up to the chatzer, and the yid opened up into the chatzer. Would the same din apply? And Rav Yosef said, Amalei, in. Yes, the same din would apply. Now, Rav Yosef said, why did you think the same din would not apply? The lo amar, my. Because if I didn't say that it applies, what would you have thought? My, why would you think that the din by the chatzer would be different than the din by the mavoi? So Abai says, because of the following, Havamina, you know what I would have said if you didn't tell me that it applies to both? I would have said, Taima de Rav, the reason why Rav said it applies in the case of a mavoi is Mishum de Kosovar, because he holds, Ein mavi nitor belecher bekora, achu batim v'chatzeres besumim l'socho, because of the rule that you can only be matir with a lechi or a korah alone if you have, again, two batim going into a chatzer on the right side, let's say, and two batim going into a chatzer on the left side. Now here, on the left side, you only have the house of a guy, and the guy would not make it that would be considered a chatzer with two batim opening up into it. And therefore, that's why this mavoi wouldn't be matir with a lechi or korah. It doesn't fit the definition that Rav, which we subsequently said that Shmuel agreed to, definition of a mavoi being matir with a lechi or a korah. But if it had been a chatzer, so then he would have allowed it. So that's why he wanted to know, did Rav say this din by a chatzer as well as a mavoi, or he only said it by a mavoi, but in fact it wouldn't have applied by a chatzer. So Gemara says, Abayi says, "V'tarti lomli." Why did he have to say both? Tzricha. He needed to say both of them for the following reason. Dimehahi, because if we only taught me the first statement by a mavui, we turn to the Yom Aleph, you know what I would have said? Havamina, dira, so ovi kochavim, shmo dira. I would have said in that situation that the dira of an ovi kochavim is in fact considered like a regular house, and therefore that would be the second side of the mavui. And therefore I would have said that you can be matir with a lechi or korah because you have a chatzur on one side, a chatzur on the other side. So kamash v'lan, he has to tell me that that's not true. The dira sovi kochavim, lo shmo dira. Okay, that's why you need the first case. And if you only told me the first case, I would have said, havamina lo yedana batim kama. I wouldn't know how many houses you need. I would say that one house would be good. Therefore, kamash v'lan, batim, which means train, that you need two houses. So that's why you need both of these statements over here, telling me by the chatzer and by the mavoi. Bottom line, hashto the Amar Rav afilu chatzer. Now that Rav tells us that the same din applies whether the guy is opening up into a chatzer into a mavoi, and the yidden are opening up into a chatzer into a mavoi, or they both open up straight into the chatzer. Now that you're telling me it doesn't make any difference, taima the Rav the kosava. The reason why Rav says you can't go and use these chalonos to make the Erev Chatzeros and use it in this fashion, it must be time of the Rav, the Kosovar, also lasos yochid b'mokom ovi kochavim, because we're doing everything possible not to allow a person to live alone with the Oved Kochavim, with the Oved Gilulim, as we pointed out previously, that's not a safe thing to do. And therefore, if there's only one person, because we don't allow the three Jews living in the houses on the right side of the Mavi, in our example, to go and be combined, so then we're looking only at one person, one Yid living here with one over Gilulim. And that's also Lasos Yochid B'Mokum Ovi Kochavim. Therefore, that's something that we don't allow to happen. We're concerned either he's going to learn from the guy the way he practices, or the way he acts, his ethics, his mores, etc., or that we're concerned that the guy will never go and kill him. So therefore, we don't want to encourage a single person living there, and if we make it difficult to carry, he's going to eventually move out. So that's why Rav had said his ruling over here, that we don't combine these three houses together with the window in between them, because we don't want to encourage over here the Yochid to live with the Ovi Kochavim. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef questions Abayi and says, Ihachi, if what you're saying is correct, that Rav in fact said this din in both regards to a chotzer and into a mavoi, now I understand what you're saying is now makes sense to me. Hainu d'shemana leilu Rabbi Tavla. Now I understand what I heard Rabbi Tavla saying. What did Rabbi Tavla say? The Omar, Ovi kochavim, Ovi kochavim, trei zimne. When he was repeating over this din, he said this din, and I heard him say, Ovi kochavim, Ovi kochavim. Now why would he say it twice? I didn't understand why he was saying it twice. Ah, now that it's two different dinim. One time he said Ovi kochavim, Ovi gilulim. He was telling me that that was the first case with the mavoi. And then when he said it the second time, Ovi kochavim, the second time, he was talking about the case with the chotzer. So now, Rav Yosef says, now, based upon our discussion with Abaye and Rav Yosef, now I understand what Rav Tavla was talking about, why he mentioned this din twice, because we're talking about both the din by a chotzer and the din by a mavoi. So it's a really short daf today. We'll stop over here, and everybody can hopefully chazer it over. It's a hard daf, but hopefully people can chazer it over because they have enough time. That concludes today's shir.